It continually amazes me how good questions lead so naturally to good answers, and how beautiful questions lead to even better answers. Each time we open ourselves to the things we don't know, we've opened the doors to discovery and wonder and greater understanding. I'm Scott Lennox, and you're listening to The Beautiful Question, a consideration of things that matter every day. In the 6+ years I've been writing and producing podcasts and newsletters, my focus has been a simple one with great complexity built into it. I choose to see the good in people and the good in the world, and I choose to see how powerful we are as human beings. Join me this week as we take a look back. Stay with me. The offering after this week's podcast will be the 300th episode and will be the last in a long series, at least for now. I'm keeping an open mind about how or when to proceed. 7 years ago, while visiting friends in a mountain cabin in Taos, New Mexico, one of them said, "You should think about producing your newsletters as a podcast." When I told him I knew nothing about creating them, his quiet response was, "Well, do 2 or 3 of them and you'll know how." He was right, of course. Last weekend, as I delivered several paintings to the newly reopened Artisans Marketplace Gallery in Glen Rose, I drove past the parking lot where I pulled in years ago to take an extended phone call from a veteran podcast producer. Sitting in my car that day, I wrote several pages of notes as he openly shared the ideas and resources that set me on my way to producing The Beautiful Question. That eventually led to nearly 300 episodes that can now be found on the Beautiful Question website. How auspicious, I thought, that after all the years, I would drive right past that same place just as I'm preparing to end production. One cycle of life is drawing to a close as another one takes flight. My paintings and drawings went into 2 Texas galleries this past weekend, and a new large painting was commissioned. Along with my ongoing counseling practice, I'll now be focusing even more of my energies on creating visual art. It feels exactly right to me. As I look back on what I've created with The Beautiful Question, with the masterful help from Colton Bullard, who manages the website, I see everything from guided relaxation to radio plays to poetry and photography to soundscapes and original music, to short stories, and to my repeated encouragement to live as powerfully as we can from the inside out. My hope from the beginning has been unwavering as I continue doing whatever I reasonably can to inspire people to see the best in themselves and to live with meaning and purpose and compassion for themselves and for the people around them. I can think of no more important service or encouragement to offer than that. The responses I've received from readers and listeners over the years tell me that much of my effort has been well placed. I thank you for that. As I've contemplated how to draw this experience to a meaningful close, I've realized that there is no tidy way to put a bow around it, nor would I want to. My time with you has been an integral part of my life from one week to the next, and has taken on a life of its own. Part of what has arisen over and over is the awareness that we have much more control over our lives than we're told. As I've said in the past, we don't get to choose what life offers us or thrusts upon us, but we always have the ability to choose how we respond to our circumstances. The past 22 years have taught me that, if nothing else. Living from the inside out, that is to say, taking full responsibility for ourselves, we begin by accepting that we are not passive receptors to life, destined to be helplessly cast about in every direction, depend on which way the wind is blowing. Far to the contrary, we have built into us the freedom and personal obligation to choose what we experience, beginning with what we're thinking and telling ourselves. There's no question that our thoughts give rise to our actions and emotions. That being the case, are you willing to fully accept how powerful you are as a living, breathing, conscious being? As such, and by matching our intentions with our thoughts and actions, we have the power to live in increasingly effective ways. The governing questions are elegantly simple ones. How do I want to live right now, where I am and as I am? What is it I value most? And what real and measurable steps can I take right now to move my life in that direction? As I've counseled with hundreds, well, more likely thousands of people over 3 decades, I've asked, what do you want more than you want anything else, anything else? In response, I'm given 2 extremely consistent answers. I want to be happy or content, and I want to be peaceful or calm. Those answers arise from an innate place, not a socially imposed one. They're natural to us. They're the things we're innately seeking. Since you are the one who is making the most important choices and decisions about your life, this week's beautiful questions are designed to help you move in that direction if you choose to. Question 1, what do you want more than you want anything else, whatever it is? What do you want right now more than you want anything else, whatever that thing is? Question 2, in what ways will your life be different when you have what you want? When you have what you want, how will your life change? How will it be different? And finally, question 3, what simple and measurable actions, including thought, will you take to move yourself even half a step in the direction of what you want most? Let me ask that again. It's so important. What simple and measurable actions, including what you're thinking, will you take to move yourself even half a step in the direction of what you want most? As always, I'll be delighted to hear where your considerations take you. Write and tell me about them. It's never too late to take charge of your own life. Never. As I say each time, my light with your light. I'm happy we can engage this way as we consider things that matter and what to do about them. If nothing else, I hope you feel inspired to look more deeply at ways of caring for yourself. You can be further inspired by visiting my friends at Cosmos Journal. That's K-O-S-M-O-S Journal. Their mission is to inform, inspire, and engage global transformation in harmony with all life. You can easily find them online at cosmosjournal.org. And at thebeautifulquestion.com, you can read the illustrated transcript of each podcast as you listen. We've also included an archive of all previous podcasts, including guided relaxation audios that can help you practice letting go on a daily basis. If you find these podcasts useful, I encourage you to share them and tell others about them. That's a great way of helping me get a voice of calm and collaboration and balance and encouragement out into the world. It's a great way of spreading peace. I'm Scott Lennox, and this has been The Beautiful Question. The Beautiful Question is a One Light production, written, produced, and engineered by Scott Lennox at Heart Rock Studios in Fort Worth, Texas, as a way of paying forward to life, being fully present, becoming better engaged with things that truly matter in a complex world, and committing to a healthier future for all of us.